Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room and for those that will be listening on other devices and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful High Sabbath, January 2nd, 2021. This is our part two review of our chapter 68 entitled In the Outer Court, Part 3. This is our lesson 320. Our tiny tot song entitled Little Feet Be Careful from our last Sabbath. We're hoping by God's grace that our dear brother Dick or any one of the dear family can be able to join in the singing.
I wash my hands this morning so very clean and white, and lent them both to Jesus to work for him till night. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do. I told my ears to listen quite closely all day through for any acts of kindness such little hands can do. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do. My eyes are set to watch them about their work or play, to keep them out of mischief for Jesus' sake all day. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of dear brethren that are joining us. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or even their siblings, would like to have open prayer for the story time section, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones. Let's have a blessing, dear ones.
Come.
Okay, go ahead. Pray.
Thank you, God, for the morning. I'm my daddy, I'm my uncle, I'm my auntie, my uncle, I'm my Haley, my Evelyn. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Haley, your turn.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for waking up this morning. Thank you for my mom, my dad, for waking up for our birthday. And thank you for all of our peoples, and thank you for my friends, for all of my blessings, and thank you for Grandma and for bringing us the Peppa Pig dresses and the Peppa Pig and the princess dress. And thank you for all of our families, and thank you for my LOL house, and thank you to you to make up this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just coming in. It's time for our story time lesson. So let us have our listening ears, dear one, because our dear brother Gray will be the one to narrate it.
Okay. Chapter 2, All God's Children. All was still. Let me make this a little bigger for my sake. It was the middle of the sixth day, and God had made everything beautiful in its place. There was the green earth with its grass and its flowers and its trees. And there was the blue sea with its little waves lapping at the shore. There were the rivers and the brooks and the springs sparkling in the sunlight. And in the sea and the rivers and the lakes were the finny fish. Finny fish. Fish with fins. Overhead and in the trees and on the ground and even on the water were the feathered birds. And on the earth were the sheep and the cows and the horses and all the four-footed animals. Up until now, on the sixth day, there were motion and music, the fishes swimming, the birds flying, and all the animals going about and talking in their own ways. But now it was noon, and everything hushed and waited for what God was going to do. For yet there was no one to be head of everything in the world, and all the fishes and the birds and the animals knew that God was going to give them someone to love them and guide them and rule over them. Then in the silence, God spoke, "Let us make man and woman in our image to be like us, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth." And he did. But you know, the first man and woman in the world were never babies at all. Everybody since then has started out as a baby. You did, and I did, Daddy and Mama did, and Uncle and Auntie, and Grandma and Granddaddy, and kings and queens and newsboys. Those are boys that sell newspapers. They used to sell newspapers. Every one of us and every one of them was a baby once, and then we grew, or are growing, into men and women. But it wasn't that way with the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. They were children of God, made in his image. I suppose God said, let us start them out full grown, for there will not be any father or mother to take care of them as babies. Is that the end of it? That's all I see. Okay. And I don't know, was I supposed to ask for questions here this morning?
Yeah, this is our review.
Okay. All right, did anybody have any questions about what we've read or anything else in the Bible story? No questions, no answers. Okay, Rose, I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you so much, dear brother. Next week, we will continue with chapter 3 of our story time entitled God's Children. That part 3 will continue with a little bit of day 6. So, little ones, a little walk with Jesus, make it all right. And I hope by God's grace that we will be able to learn the song. And any one of the little ones and their parents may be able to help, so they can be able to learn how important that little walk with Jesus is. So let us continue our opening scripture song entitled For the Love of Christ, taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 14 to 15 from the King James Version in the section God's Love. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge, that if one die for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all that they wish live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him wish I for them, wish I for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge, that if one die for all, then we're all dead. And he died for all that they wish live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. But unto him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. If any one of the siblings, our mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our study of our review with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for all the many blessings that you have bestowed, for all the many prayers that you have answered. Thank you for the love that you continuously to give us and the mercy that you have upon all of our lives. Thank you for blessing our going outs and our coming ins, for being our guide, our stay, our husbandman, and our friend. We pray, dear Father God, that you please be with each and every one of us that are here today. Please be with each and every one of our household, and help us with any type of strains or maladies or anything that we are enduring, dear Father. You said that anything that is asked on your Sabbath day, dear Father, that you will grant it according to your perfect will. We pray for healing. We pray for guidance. We pray for continued mercies. We pray that you continue to take us through this day, dear Father, on your blessed holy Sabbath, your high Sabbath, dear Father, that the enemy may not be able to come in and have any victory over any situations, for we claim you in the name, and we claim all things in your precious name. We thank you, dear Father, for such opportunity, for such freedom to still be able to come to you directly. And we pray that we will continue to look up to you in all things. We thank you once more for all that you have done. Please continue to be with us this day. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from Exodus chapter 34, 6 to 7 from the King James Version. Margin is also a memory verse, Psalm. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, long-suffering. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, and abounding in goodness, abounding in goodness and truth. Keeping mercies for 1,000, forgiving iniquity, iniquity, transgressions and sin. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week? Before we hear all the answer to the questions, let's take a few minutes, dear ones, to review what we had read from last Sabbath in our part one of our lesson entitled In the Outer Court, Part 3, in our storybook, Desired Ages. This is the picture of what the story is taking place in the outer court. That's for the little ones to be able to see, and we're going to continue with the first paragraph. We are in Desired Ages, page 624. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages.
Desire of Ages.
Page.
Page.
624.
624.
Okay.
Four.
The message.
Mother.
Of the Greeks.
Of the Greeks.
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
As it did.
As it did.
The gathering.
Gathering.
In the. In.
In the.
In. Sorry. Gathering.
Gathering.
In.
Gathering. In.
Of the Gentiles.
Brought
to the mind,
of
Jesus, his entire
mission,
the work of redemption,
passed before him,
from the time,
when in heaven,
the plan was laid. To the death,
that was now
so near
at hand
a mysterious
cloud
seemed to enshroud. One more time.
Two.
Enshroud. Oh, good. The Son.
Of God.
Its gloom.
Was felt.
By those near him.
He sat.
Wrapped.
In thought.
And on the slide it says, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, had he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And that is again from Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26. And it also shows there the work of redemption, and it shows a picture of what is being done. I'm continuing on the next slide, please. I'll bubble down so someone else could share.
Continuing our reading. Desire of Ages, page 624. At last the silence was broken by his mournful voice. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. In anticipation, Christ was already drinking the cup of bitterness. His humanity shrank from the hour of abandonment when, to all appearance, he would be deserted even by God, when all would see him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Next slide, please.
He shrank from
public
exposure from
being
treated
as
the worst
criminal.
Good. From
a
shameful
shame
Shameful.
Shameful.
Good. And.
And.
Dishonored.
Dishonored.
Death.
And. Death.
A.
A.
A. Or biting.
A little.
Of.
House.
Of.
Of.
His.
His.
Conflict. With.
With.
The.
The.
Powers.
Powers.
Of.
Of.
Darkness.
Darkness.
A.
A.
A. Sense.
A.
Of.
Of.
The.
Yeah.
Awful.
Awful.
Burden.
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 Chrissy, say burden.
Burden.
Thank you. Of.
Of.
Human.
Human.
Transgression. Transgression. Say transgression, Chrissy. And. The. Father's.
Father's.
Wrath.
Because.
Of.
Of.
Sin.
Sin.
Caused.
Caused.
The.
Death.
Spirit.
Spirit.
Of.
Of.
Jesus.
Jesus.
To.
Faint.
Faint. No, look at me. Faint.
Faint.
Good. And.
And.
The.
The.
Halor.
Halor.
Of.
Of.
Death.
Death.
To.
To.
Overspread.
Overspread.
Mm-hmm. Look at my, lips. Overspread.
Overspread.
His.
His.
Countenance. Countenance.
Countenance.
Desire of Ages, page 624, paragraph 3.
Have a blessing, everyone. Continuing on pages, Desire of Ages, page 624. Then came divine submission to his father's will. For this cause, he said, come I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Only through the death of Christ could Satan's kingdom be overthrown. Only thus could man be redeemed and God be glorified. Jesus consented to the agony. He accepted the sacrifice. The majesty of heaven consented to suffer as the sin bearer. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 624, paragraph 4. Father, glorify thy name, he said. As Christ spoke these words, a response came from the cloud which hovered above his head. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Christ's whole life, from the manger to the time when these words were spoken, had glorified God. And in the coming trial, his divine human sufferings would indeed glorify his Father's name. Desire of Ages, page 624, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 625. As the voice was heard, a light departed from the cloud and encircled Christ as if the arms of the infinite power. Of infinite power were thrown about him like a wall of fire. The people, excuse me, ma'am. No, so say excuse me. Say excuse me. Thank you. The people beheld this scene with terror and amazement. No one dared to speak. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 625. Continuing. With silent lips and bated breath, all stood with eyes fixed upon Jesus. The testimony of the Father having been given, the cloud lifted and scattered in the heavens. For the time, the visible communion between the Father and the Son was ended. Desire of Ages, page 625, paragraph 1.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 625.
The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him, but the inquiring Greek saw the cloud, heard the voice, comprehended it, its meaning, and discerned Christ indeed. To them he was revealed as the Son of God. Isaiah of Ages, page 625, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 625. The voice of God had been heard at the baptism of Jesus at the beginning of his ministry and again at his transfiguration on the Mount. Now at the close of his ministry, it was heard for the third time by a larger number of persons and under peculiar circumstances. Jesus had just spoken the most solemn truth regarding the condition of the Jews. And continuing on the next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 625, continuing. He had made his last appeal and pronounced their doom. Now God again set his seal to the mission of his Son. He recognized the one whom Israel had rejected. This voice came not because of me, said Jesus, but for your sakes. It was the crowning evidence of his messiahship, the signal from the Father that God had spoken the truth and was the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 625, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for all the participation, even the precious little one. So let's consider the verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. Well, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear ones, what have I learned in ways we have grown? The sixth question that has been reserved for our study today, I pray that all the little ones or the household can be able to have their worksheet ready to answer their questions. The first one, who is the main character or characters, dear one?
Jesus, the Greeks, and the people.
Is there any one of the dear brethren that would like to be able to add or have any comment or question for the first one? Continuing on the second question, what is the main idea for this section of our story?
Christ knowing that his sacrificial plan was near.
Does anyone of the dear remnant family would like to be able to also add or have any comments for the second question? I hope and pray that it wasn't only Josh that did these answers. Is anybody else, dear ones? Number three, where did the story take place?
I just wanted to comment on, I think, the second one still. I think it's the second one still, I'm not sure. But I think God was also revealing to the unbelievers that Christ, I mean, God the Father was revealing to the unbelievers that Christ was the Savior of the world, and that he was revealing that to them, given the sign verbally that he was the Savior of the world.
Did any one of the dear remnant family would like to also give or share the answer to that second question, dear ones?
I also just add into that. Sorry, I had to get the doorbell. add into the question number two, I think one of the main ideas added on to what their sister just said was for this, it was the third time in which we saw that Christ's work that was happening and the Lord speaking on his behalf. And this was just to show where the Jews were at, to show how much probation was given to them, and still it was unheeded. And something that stood out to me as we were rereading this paragraph was, look at how many times we saw the work here being done, but how it was, and the Jews were supposed to be the chosen people, but the Greeks received it and saw that Christ was indeed sent from God, that he is the Messiah. That was something that stood out to me as well.
Amen. Continuing on the third question, dear ones, where did the story take place?
In the outer courts.
Agrippa.
Amen. Number four, when did the story begin?
When the Greek mixes brought to mind Jesus' mission.
Anybody else would like to be able to add or share their answer to that number four? We will continue with number five. You can also go back into the slide to be able to refresh your memory. Number five, how could you relate to the story, dear ones?
If I had been there, I would hope that I would have been one of the Greeks and recognized Jesus as the Savior and not as the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the leaders of Israel that rejected him.
I stand and agree as well, dear brother Dick. It's amazing. They always said that the adopted children become more diligent because as not having a father or the privilege, their hearts will be more open. And we also pray that the Lord will open salvation even to those that may not know the message, but they can also have the readiness of heart to receive it. And relating the story, no matter what was going on around the outer court, it would have been beautiful to see that the Lord confirmed everything that his son was doing. And if the eyes were more upon Jesus, they would have saw that his father was confirming who he was, that even if they doubted what man said, there were so many times that the Father had allowed them to see who was sent for them and that how he was also in agreement. Anybody else, dear ones? Sister Grace, you have a question?
I think I can compare this to a little bit to what we do as trying to give the gospel to the world, and sometimes they don't believe what you're saying or what you're doing or what you're about. But I think we have to just give the word, plant the seed, and leave everything else in the hands of God. He will reveal the truth of the word or whatever it is that we're trying to get across in due time.
Amen. Anybody else would like to be able to share their relation to the story?
I was thinking, thinking of his sacrifice was a bit heavy, but knowing that it was the best way to save all sinners, even those who trust him, both Israel and everywhere else, those that had to be done. As here in the part that was saying that he drank the cup of bitterness, it may have been pretty big, big thought in his mind.
Amen. Number six, which is our last one. What did you learn from the lesson And if you would like to either type it in the room or share it in mic, you can be able to unmute your mic, dear ones.
I've learned and still learning that we have to, when we come into the Lord, in order to get the full knowledge or even to grow in the Lord, we have to remove all that, the preconceived notions, all that we thought that we know, and submit ourselves in order for us to grow up to the stature of what we are to be in God. And again, just hovering back on the point of how the Jews were the chosen people, they were supposed to be the learned people, but they did not accept or even see everything that was provided for them. But it took the Greeks not very much time for them to be able to receive it, and that's because I believe they weren't so blinded by self. So we have to continuously put self where it needs to be, and that's below our feet, so that we can continue to learn and grow according to the will of God. So that's what I learned from this section of the story.
Amen. Anybody else, dear ones? Meanwhile, you're gathering your thoughts. We also have a poem to share, and it's entitled Coming to Jesus, taken from Family Bible Lessons, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 13, page 346, from the Children Activity Books, from the Sunlight Education Ministry in the Homeschooling section from the Bible. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you please unmute your mic.
Number one, Jesus, that condescending King, is pleased to hear when children sing, and while our feeble voices rise, will not the humble prayer despise.
Then keep us, Lord, from every sin which we can see and feel within, and what we neither feel nor see, forgive, for all is known to thee.
We own there's nothing good in us to tempt thee to befriend us thus. For sin and folly waste our days, our prayers are weak, and poor our praise.
Yet, Lord, we humble venture high, because thou comest down to die, and all the plea we dare to make is pardon for thy mercy's sake. Amen.
Amen. Is there any testimony, any of the stories that you would like to share, what happened during this week, or anything you would like to share, dear ones? You can unmute your mic. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School Review. Next week, we will begin with part 4 of our lesson entitled In the Outer Court of our study book, Desire Ages. Any one of the remnant family, moms or daddies, or even us, the siblings, our guests, would like to close with prayer. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you for this Sabbath school service. We pray that we will learn what is here for us to learn, learn the lessons that you want to teach us. Thank you for a chance to worship you on this Sabbath morning. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I would like to add, thank you, precious Savior, for allowing the Garay family's internet to be well, Brother Joel's internet service to be well. And thank you for allowing Sister Petra to be home, Father Jesus. And also thank you for allowing our dear Brother Dick to be able to feel well during the service. And may you continue being with him during the day. Father, I also would like to ask, dear Lord, that you may continue to guide us and protect us, Father Jesus. Keep us in health. Allow us to be able to continue doing what it is that you have set us to do. Please bless all the little ones and their moms. Remember all of those that are afflicted, Father Jesus, in the hospitals or wherever they may be. May you please, Father, allow them to be able to look up, Father, because you're the only one that can truly help in these situations. We thank you and we love you for being our God, our Savior, and our all in all. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcoming, dear Lord. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be January 9th, 2021. We will continue with our lesson 321 from our chapter 68. This will be part 4 in our chapter 68 entitled In Our Outer Court. May the Lord bless each and every one of you, and may you continue having this blessed Sabbath rest. And God bless each and everyone in Jesus' name.